Jekka News, you need to know now.
Johannesburg's minimum tomorrow is 0 degrees, going up to 20 though. Pretoria 21, Polokwane up to 19 degrees.
On the roads, you can expect slow-moving traffic still on the N12 in the Gilview area. There was an accident just before Clip River Drive, and traffic is moving slowly in Pretoria due to an accident happened about 10 minutes ago on the N1 North just before Rigel Avenue exit.
Joe Mann, Postecoglou with your sport headlines. The Stormers suffer a big blow with Damian Willems banned for 3 weeks. And Ben Duckett hits 140 as Zimbabwe concede 295 for one.
We start off in KwaZulu-Natal this time around. A small farming community in Newcastle has been thrust into the international spotlight by US President Donald Trump last night in a meeting with President Cyril Ramaphosa. He played a video depicting rows of white crosses along a rural road.
These are burial sites right here. Over 1,000 of white farmers. Each one of those white things you see is a cross.
But Normandine resident Marinal Labiskagni was present when the video was shot, says the crosses aren't graves. She said it was a symbolic memorial to victims of farm attacks shortly after the murder of local couple Glenna and Vida Rafferty in 2020.
A lot of people were involved and they planted those crosses to represent the farm kings and to show the people the impact by driving through those crosses that represents the farmers that we lost.
Meanwhile, the Center for Risk Analysis says the meeting between Trump and Ramaphosa is a positive diplomatic step, but also warns it won't bring real economic gains without urgent reforms. The executive director there, Chris Hutting, says the focus must now shift to action on trade deals, investment in mining and infrastructure, and also removing red tape.
There needs to be progress and work on things like Starlink and BEE, whether that's equity equivalent alternatives or something like that.
Real outcomes is a view that's also shared by analyst Wayne Sussman.
If this meeting results in the United States of America sending President Trump to the G20 summit and it results in investment and it results in jobs being created, then it can have a benefit.
And in other news, Finance Minister Ino Godongwana has responded to calls that he must resign, citing that the budget that he gave us yesterday was a lesson to all.
So everybody is trying to draw lessons. We ourselves have got to draw lessons because we're not used to have an irritation of talking to other people when you do things. So that context is important.
His response follows after he received political backlash from the EFF and the MK party, who wants him to resign because they don't believe that this is a pro-poor budget. I'm Adeline Fischer. More news at 6.
All the music you love, all the songs you smock.
It's the Jonas Brothers.
Just like your exes in the room.
This is The Weeknd.
It's Lady Gaga.
Hey there, world. This is Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
Hey, it's Dua Lipa.
On the station.
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM. That sounds like you.
I'm so mature, collected, and sensible. Except when I get hit with rejection. To turn me down, well, that's just unethical. I'll turn into someone you're scared to know.